Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Taking the measure of a Christ-like character. I was given a reed and was told, "Go and measure the temple of God and the altar and count the worshipers there." Revelation 11:1. Trying to measure up to another's expectations can be nerve-wracking, but when God is the evaluator, then you'd better have helped the kind only to be found in a divine helper. In Revelation 11, John is told to evaluate the place of worship and the people of worship to see if they measure up. Therein is a lesson for every true worshiper of God, as Albert Barnes explains. Walk with Albert Barnes, an American preacher and commentator in the 1800s. John is commanded to go and measure the temple of God. That is, ascertain its true dimensions. If the direction had been literally to measure the temple at Jerusalem, John would measure its length and breadth and height. He would measure its rooms, its doorways, its porticos. If the direction is understood figuratively as applicable to the Christian church, John's work would be to obtain an exact estimate or measurement of what the true church was. John has not preserved the measurement, for the idea here is not that he was to preserve such a model, but that its true character might be known. The obvious meaning is that he was to take a correct estimate of their character, of what they professed, of the reality of their piety, of their lives, and of the general state of the church professing to worship God. Today's New Testament reading is Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 through 14.
Revelation 11. I was given a reed like a measuring rod and was told, "Go and measure the temple of God and the altar with its worshipers. But exclude the outer court. Do not measure it because it has been given to the Gentiles. They will trample on the holy city for 42 months. And I will appoint my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. They are the two olive trees and the two lampstands, and they stand before the Lord of the earth. If anyone tries to harm them, fire comes from their mouths and devours their enemies. This is how anyone who wants to harm them must die. They have power to shut up the heavens so that it will not rain during the time they are prophesying, and they have power to turn the waters into blood and to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they want. Now when they have finished their testimony, the beast that comes up from the abyss will attack them and overpower and kill them. Their bodies will lie in the public square of the great city, which is figuratively called Sodom and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified. For 3.5 days, some from every people, tribe, language, and nation will gaze on their bodies and refuse them burial. The inhabitants of the earth will gloat over them and will celebrate by sending each other gifts because these two prophets had tormented those who live on the earth. But after the 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and terror struck those who saw them. Then they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, 'Come up here.' And they went up to heaven in a cloud, while their enemies looked on. At that very hour there was a severe earthquake, and a tenth of the city collapsed. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the survivors were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe has passed. The third woe is coming soon."
When the yardstick of Christ's life is laid alongside your life, what does it reveal about intensity of your worship, level of your commitment, purity of your attitudes and actions, degree of your Christ-likeness? The measure of a person without Christ always comes up short. Only in Christ can you truly measure up, for there you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. Colossians 2:10.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.